This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root. You know what makes my shows a big hit? My radio and TV shows, my newspaper columns. They're all the most read, the most listened to, the most watched everywhere I am. And the reason why is I have this drudge-like ability to know what is the biggest news story in America. And earlier today when I woke up, I said, my God, this Nike story, they pulled a sneaker with the American flag. This is the biggest story in America. This is something conservative candidates should feed on for the entire summer. And we should put Nike out of business. Let's prove we can drive an entire company out of business. And I looked at Drudge, and it wasn't the headline. And I said, wow, what is Drudge, stupid? Their headline was Gallup, American pride hits new low. That's not worthy of the headline of Drudge. Who cares what Gallup says? It's American pride hits a new low because if you ask people, and 69% say they love America, it's the greatest country ever, and now 67% say it, they go, it's a new low. Okay, five Democrats changed their mind. But the average American still believes America is the greatest country in the history of the world. The average Republican believes it, and I believe most of the independents believe it. So there are a few more Democrats decided they don't like America anymore. That's not a headline. The headline is Nike pulls the flag shoes. And you know what the second headline should be? I didn't even mention it in hour number one of the show. The second headline is, it's very few people notice this. I did it like 6 this morning. I wake up and there's a Fox News flash, and it's that Vice President Pence was in flight to a rally in New Hampshire. And his plane turned around mid-flight because of an emergency in Washington, D.C., and they canceled the event, and he flew back to Washington. And it's never been mentioned again anywhere in the media. What could have happened so important in Washington that such a big emergency that he had to turn his plane around in mid-flight and cancel the event and head back to Washington to help President Trump with an emergency? It's never happened in the first 2 years of the presidency, to my knowledge. I don't remember it ever happening to Biden's flights in 8 years of Obama. What's going on in the world today? I don't know. Nobody knows, because obviously they've not released any information, and there isn't a single website that's even talking about it. So I don't know what happened, but I know something big is happening. Somewhere in the world, there's a massive, massive thing happening that scares the bejesus out of the United States. Now, at the same time that happened, we found out that there was a Soviet nuclear submarine accident. 13 Soviet sailors, it's Russian, that's not Soviet Union. So Russian sailors were killed, 13, and the nuclear sub was on fire, but they said it did not cause any sort of a nuclear reaction. But if it did, this would be Chernobyl all over again, except an entire ocean would be polluted with nuclear residue. So my guess is that might have been it. They may have thought, my God, this could be Chernobyl, and this could affect the entire world's ecosystem. Maybe that was it, or maybe something else very big is brewing. I don't know. I know, to me, the Nike thing is the biggest news story in America until we hear otherwise about why Pence's plane turned around. And I think every conservative needs to drive Nike out of business now. No more fooling around. I don't want Nike in business anymore. I want to show that the conservative movement and 63 million Trump voters can drive one of the world's biggest billion-dollar companies out of business. Let's destroy them. Let's kill them. Let's burn them down. Now, don't misread what I just said. I don't mean kill, like, physically. I don't want anybody listening to me to ever hurt anybody physically. When I say burn them down, I don't want anyone to light a match to their entire factory and burn it down. I am saying kill their business, drive them out of business, and burn the sneakers that you own. That's the point I'm trying to make when you're talking at 1,000 miles an hour on the radio. Got to make sure you make it clear to your listeners. Don't ever do anything that would bring disrepute on the conservative movement. Don't ever kill anyone. Don't ever hurt a liberal. Don't ever burn their factory down. No, no, no. Let's just drive them out of business and destroy them and kill them financially. That's all I'm trying to say. It's very important that we hurt Nike and bring them to their knees. And if they don't go out of business, then they'll stay in business because they change their mind and they reverse their decision. And if it forces them to fire Kaepernick, then fire Kaepernick. Okay, other big news story. House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler calls for border agency heads to be prosecuted for child abuse. Do you hear what I just said? Jerry Nadler is a fraud and a traitor to the United States of America. He's the most sick-in-the-head, Trump derangement syndrome nutcase in the entire United States House or Senate. He's sick, he's obsessed with hatred for Trump, and now he wants to take the hardest-working people in the world, border guards and border agency heads who are dealing with the most traumatic crisis in America's modern history. The borders are overrun. The borders are overwhelmed. The borders are out of control. And you want to arrest people and throw them in jail. No, we need to arrest you and all your communist subversives who have decided to use Saul Alinsky, whatever you see in the mirror, blame the other guy. You're the criminals. You're the ones who allowed this to happen by leaving the borders open and by Obama advertising in Mexico and Central America on the radio in Spanish. He told them all to come. They'll all get food stamps. We'll never kick you out. It's okay to come here illegally. And now they come and they come and they come and they come. And you're going to blame Trump and you're going to try and put people in jail who are doing their best in a horrible series of circumstances. And the reason things are so bad is not only your open borders and your desire to let in all the bad guys, but it's because you wouldn't fund the agencies necessary with the money they needed to provide the toothbrushes and all the items that a person would need to survive in a bad situation like this. We ran out of stuff, and so I'm sure there were soiled diapers. I'm sure people didn't brush their teeth or wash their hair for a day or two. Who cares? They're better off here than they were in the country they were in. They're getting better treatment here in the country they're in. That's why they ran to this country. But to hold the agency heads, have them prosecuted for child abuse, is the single most evil thing I've ever heard in my entire life. You, sir, are the definition of evil. And speaking of that, Rob Reiner and Rosie O'Donnell declare Trump evil. They say he's evil. And they say, I'm assuming, without reading the rest of this, it's got to be about the children on the border and the concentration camps. Reiner uses the hashtag, close the camps. You know, remember, it was Rosie O'Donnell said there are 10,000 concentration camps. These people are sick in the head, and you're making it a joke what happened to my Jewish people at the Holocaust. A joke. There are no concentration camps in the United States of America. Maybe someone's a little uncomfortable once in a while. Anyway, J.D. in Las Vegas on line one is back with the information I requested. Go ahead, J.D.
Thanks, Wayne. Can I just say something about that soap and toothbrushes you first?
Yes.
Not one reporter has asked any of these kids or people on as much of a 2,300-mile jaunt that they took for months. Did they have any soap or toothpaste or toothbrushes in their packs or their backpacks or whatever they carried with them? If so, why didn't they use their own? If not, they didn't have them in the first place, so it wasn't no big deal.
Right. No, agreed. Agreed.
Pardon me?
Agreed. So give us the information that I asked you to get.
First of all, the CEO is Mark Parker. His telephone number is 503-671-6453. Their corporate office is in Beaverton, Oregon. They're not taking any more calls at that number. They referred the calls to 1-800-344-6453. One more time. 1-8 call the 503 number, 671-6453, and voice your displeasure in a pleasant manner without any profanity.
Agreed. No threats, no violence, no profanity. Let Nike know you'll never buy from them again, and you're burning every single item you own that has the Nike symbol on it, and they're done. They're finished. They've just turned off 63 million patriots, because Trump's voters are patriots. The rest of them are communists. We don't much care what commies think. Thank you. Great job, J.D., as always. You're the man. Let's take Stephen in Las Vegas on line two. Stephen, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Yeah, good afternoon, Lane.
How are you? What's in your mind, Stephen?
Two real quick points. I met you the April before last at Cashman Field with Juanita Broderick and Laura Loomer. Met all three of those people in one day. It was a very cold day, but it was worthwhile. I would like to hear for those two people to be considered as guests again so I can keep up with what they're doing. But I called about the John Edwards. You know, I went to law school, and I had an elective on appellate advocacy and one on the Supreme Court. And the way cases like that are handled, they all make comments when they're questioning both sides of a Supreme Court case. And the 5-4 decisions are obviously some of the most important ones in our country.
I want to break in because I think you've confused everyone, sure, or I misheard something. You said John Edwards. You mean John Roberts, the Supreme
John
Court
Roberts,
Justice.
Yeah.
The Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, John Roberts. Okay. I just want to make sure everybody knows you're talking about John Roberts and his decision about citizenship.
Right. So, anyway, the fifth in the hierarchy of belief of the 5-4, the
right
cases are assigned to him because he knows what he'll agree to. He might not agree with the one or two or three because they feel really, really strong. They write a stronger opinion. He might not want to agree with that. And they want it to come out 5-4. Well, so the case was obviously, Roberts was the weakest of the five.
Stephen, we got it. We got it. Music's on. I got to go. No choice. Advertising break. Wayne Allyn, Warren Al, USA Radio, RootForAmerica.com. If you want to email me, it's WayneRoot@gmail.com. Thank you, Stephen, for the call. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Money. 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 You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now, 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
War now!
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root at War Now on the USA Radio Network, as well as Newsmax TV in hour number three, which comes up in about 35 minutes or so. One of my fans, Ed, sent a really interesting letter today. He said, you ever seen a toilet that doesn't have a sink within arm's reach? Have AOC show us the toilet that the illegals were drinking from, and I guarantee you it'll have a sink close by. Well, Ed, you're exactly right, and I've got the pictures. They've been today at Gateway Pundit, Breitbart, and other conservative websites, and it's a toilet, and above, right next to and above the toilet is a sink, and right above the sink is a water fountain, because you're in close quarters. You're basically in a cell, like a prison cell or a dormitory, and this is where, listen, if you're a prisoner, if you commit a white-collar crime, you go to a dormitory prison, they probably have the exact same set up all over America. And certainly in every prison cell, they have the same thing. And I do need to point out, all these people are criminals. They've come illegally to the United States. Of course they're in a setup like that. But this isn't because they're being treated like criminals. They're being treated like people who came over a border, and we have no room for you. We're sticking you in as nice a place as we can so we can figure out what to do with you, and we're overwhelmed, and we're overflowing. And into that, Jerry Nadler wants to put you in prison because you're in charge of the Border Patrol. What? Why does anyone take these jobs? And the answer is they don't. Why does anyone run for office? I don't know. Why would anyone want to be Donald Trump? I have no idea. And so, therefore, you get the worst people in the world. That's the worst people that run for political office because no one else would run. God. And nobody's mentioning how many people die. How many angel moms there are. Whose children are 6 feet below ground now because their kids were killed by the people AOC is defending. She's defending murderers. This is insanity. All right, let me mention the sponsor of this show, because the only way to beat insanity is to be rich, right? You want to get rich. You want to make money. So VRAinsider.com is the sponsor of this show. Three most important letters you'll ever need to know, VRA, VRA, VRA. And here's another three, KIP, 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 because Kip Herridge runs VRA, which stands for Vertical Research Advisory. It's an investment newsletter, but not just any investment newsletter. It's the best in the country. I've known Kip for almost 20 years. I've witnessed his remarkable success at picking stock winners, and his latest stock newsletter, VRA newsletter, came to my computer yesterday. It says VRA portfolio is up 27% in the first half of 2019. Would you like to make 27% on your money? Wow. You know, obviously past performance doesn't guarantee future, but he's beaten the Dow. He's beaten Wall Street 15 out of the 16 years he's had this newsletter. 15 out of 16 years, and now he's up 27% in the first half of the year, and he's 59% outperforming the Dow. Okay, now if you extrapolate it over a year, 27, it's up to 54%. If you had $10,000, you now have 15, right? I mean, it's kind of amazing. It's kind of unreal. He's that good. So contact him and get 2 weeks free and find out what I'm talking about. VRAinsider.com. Try out Kip for 2 weeks for free. You'll become a client for life. What are you waiting for? VRAinsider.com. Only for my fans at USA Radio. VRAinsider.com. So breaking news I mentioned in the first part of the show, but I only got to the headline, nothing more. Jury finds Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher not guilty of war crimes. U.S. Navy prosecutors accused decorated U.S. Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher of premeditated murder over the stabbing of an injured 15-year-old ISIS terrorist in Mosul, Iraq, in May of 17. Gallagher denied the charges. The entire case was turned upside down. A couple weeks ago, when a combat medic testified that he killed the ISIS fighter, not Eddie Gallagher. Special Operator First Class Corey Scott, a SEAL Team 7 medic, testified to shock trial observers in San Diego, California, that he killed the ISIS fighter by asphyxiation. The jury on Tuesday found Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher not guilty of war crimes. He was arrested on Patriots Day, September 11th of last year, shackled, thrown into solitary confinement while remaining shackled for 72 hours. Now being held at the Miramar Brig in San Diego, California. Hopefully not for long. Now that he's found innocent, gotta let him go. Served 19 years in the U.S. Navy, 8 tours, 6 as an elite special forces operator, ranked as the top SEAL chief and platoon, and his platoon ranked as the top SEAL platoon. President Trump, aware of Gallagher's case, and was discussing pardoning him. However, with Tuesday's verdict by jury, Gallagher will not need President Trump to intervene. So there's great news. Every once in a while we get good news in this world, right? When we get back, I'll tell you about President Trump and the money he's raised compared to Barack Obama. You got to hear about that. He's doing better than Obama ever did. Media will never tell you that. How could anybody vote for anyone on the Democratic side? I have no idea. I just have no idea. Unless you believe in murdering babies once they come out of the womb. Unless you believe in taxing everybody to death and handing the money to illegal aliens. Unless you believe in paying huge amounts for health insurance while you give it all free to illegals. RootForAmerica.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally at Heart and Body Extract? We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Edward Gallagher, the Navy SEAL accused of war crimes, has been found not guilty of murder and attempted murder. Gallagher was accused of killing a captured ISIS fighter and firing on civilians. Trade talks continue between the United States and China after both President Trump and the President of China met at the G20 summit in Osaka, Japan. Director of Trade and Manufacturing Policy Peter Navarro explains what both sides have to discuss.
We have as a starting point the ending point where talks broke down, which is a 150-page plus agreement across seven different areas such as force technology transfer and intellectual property theft.
The Census Bureau will not include a question about citizenship in the printed questionnaire for the 2020 census. That's according to an email sent by the Justice Department. Your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow is up 69 points to close at 26,786. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Forget us, too.
This is War Now, the
Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Fordham Resources, the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. I'm Wayne Allen Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fordham Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. And why do I like all-American stories? What's more all-American than Wall Street, right? If you have a publicly traded company and it does well, guess what? You can buy stock and you can make a fortune. Fordham's led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Now Fordham's his baby. It has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham's traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR, repeat FTMR. There's a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Visit Fordham Resources and make your own educated decision if you want to buy their stock. FordhamResources.com, F-O-R-T-E-M, FordhamResources.com for a complete review. And once again, the ticker symbol is FTMR. We love our Fordham. Thank you for sponsoring the show. Pretty cool to have a publicly traded oil and gas company and gold company. They own the 180-square-mile City of Gold. Sponsor your show. Great to have them with us and great to know that they have confidence in us and the conservative principles of this show. All right. Do we have our guest with us? Oh, not yet? Okay. All right. We got a call, too. Let's take a call. We got him. Eric in Texas. Eric, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
How are you doing today, sir?
Good. You're calling from Dallas, our station in Dallas, our flagship station. How are you?
Actually, I'm calling from Arlington, but it's been in Dallas-Fort Worth area. Yeah, I was just wondering why you want people to burn stuff they already bought.
Well, first of all, the point is that Nike has done something very terrible and that we have to make a point to Nike, just like people owned all kinds of gear for the San Diego Chargers. And when San Diego decided to leave for Los Angeles, they built a bonfire outside San Diego Stadium and they burnt all their San Diego gear. They burnt their shirts. They burnt their pants. They burnt everything that had the word San Diego Chargers on it, their caps, everything that they ever bought, their pennants. They burned it and it made a statement to the San Diego Chargers management that you've abandoned our town. Nike has spit in the face of every patriot who loves this country, and I think it's time to boycott everything that they sell, and it's time to burn whatever you've got that has Nike symbol on it. In my case, I'm not being a hypocrite. I don't own a single thing that has Nike, so I'm not burning anything, but I don't own anything. I knew Nike was bad a long time ago, so I don't own a single Nike thing, but if I did, I'm telling you, I would burn it right on Las Vegas Boulevard and bring a camera crew with me, and I'd ask all my listeners to come join me, but I don't own any Nike gear. But anyway, so you disagree with me? Tell me what you think.
Well, I think it's stupid to burn something you already bought. It's not going to teach Nike nothing. I mean, hey, you spent $100 on a jersey. Oh, I'm going to go burn it because I'm upset. Well, there's $100 you just lost. Isn't that kind of stupid?
Well, it's kind of stupid, except for one little thing. It's kind of stupid to wear it and let people see you're a fan of Nike as they spit in our face and tell us they don't love our country and they support some piece of human communist garbage like Colin Kaepernick, who hates our country and spits on it and disrespects our flag and our national anthem. Anytime you wear Nike on it, from now on, you're telling Nike that's okay. So I think it's just fine if you want to burn it. And if you don't want to burn it, Eric, I didn't tell you that there's something bad about you if you don't burn it. Just don't buy anything ever again from Nike. That's fine with me. I'm not telling you that you have to burn it. Am I God? Have I ordered you to burn it? If you want to burn it, burn it. And if you don't, keep your Nike products. Wear them in the dark where no one can see you. And don't buy anything new. What can I tell you? Okay? We okay, well, Eric?
Well, this is my honest opinion. You want to protest is a proper way to do it. One thing's not burning something you bought. One thing is going up there and telling them, look, hey, what you just did, you might as well get it. You're not getting my business.
So that's fine, Eric. I'm all for it. Eric, that's cool. I'm all for it.
Yeah, but so listen to me. If you don't want this stuff, donate it to homeless people who don't have it.
That's fine too. Hey, Eric, that's fine too. Eric, all good things. You're getting upset over something that you don't need to get upset about because if you don't want to burn it, don't burn it. But here's the deal. I think people should burn their stock. If you own stock in Nike, sell it or sell it short. Get rid of your stock in Nike right now. Let this thing drop like a lead balloon. There's many different ways to show your distaste for Nike, Eric, and your point is well taken. Some people will keep their gear and they don't want to burn it because they spent hundreds of dollars on it. That's great. But I'm telling you right now, many other people will no longer wear anything from Nike, and they'll be very proud to burn it or to donate it. As you said, donate it to charity. That's fine. I got no problem with it. Thanks, Eric. Appreciate the call. Who we got on line three? No? Oh, not yet. We didn't find James yet. We don't have him? All right. No problem. If we don't have James today, we'll just move on. President Trump, I mentioned to all of you that President Trump raised $105 million. President Trump and the RNC, Republican National Committee, together raised $105 million. And compared to Barack Obama, let's go back to Barack Obama. That's a greater haul than Obama raised in 2011. It's also more money than Trump raised in the entire half year before that. He did this all in the last quarter. But in 2011, Obama's reelection campaign, same time, right before, year before the election, raised $47 million for Obama and the Democratic National Committee, $38 million. And meanwhile, Trump just raised, I think it's $54 million, and the RNC, $51 million. So we just beat Barack Obama in his reelection campaign at the exact same time. And by the way, here's another listener to my show who did the exact thing that I asked him to. Dear Mr. Root, please share this picture if you like. It is a toilet bowl with their Nike products inside the toilet bowl. And so they're done with Nike forever, and they're throwing their Nike products away. The name is Maria. Thank you, Maria. Just did it. Goodbye, Nike. Flush it. Flush your Nike products down the toilet bowl. Thank you, Maria. Look, the last guy, Eric, I don't really get what his qualm was. Eric, if you don't want to burn them or flush them down the toilet or throw them in the garbage, that's fine. Just don't buy anything ever again. But no one's telling you got to do it. I think Eric was under the impression that if Wayne Root says it on the news, on the radio, every person listening is under a hypnotic spell and they got to do what Wayne Root says. Just don't buy any more Nike stuff. That's all. No big deal. Sound like Eric was on my team. He just didn't want to burn his Nikes. Okay, cool. Don't burn them. No problem. Just don't buy any new stuff. Not a big deal, Eric. I was giving a suggestion. All right, we got James Hurston, our guest, New York Times bestselling author, law professor, expertise, Hollywood, entertainment industry, website jameshurston.com. Hey, James, how are you?
I'm fantastic. Those Nikes.
James, we cannot hear you. No good. Yeah, we'll reschedule. We'll do it when we get back from the holiday. We'll do it next Tuesday because something was wrong wherever James was. We couldn't get reception. And sure enough, we finally got it, and it was really bad reception, as you just heard. Just one of the joys occasionally of getting someone on the phone on a cell phone when you're a radio host is it's hard to get them. But listen, the things I was going to discuss with James would be this entire situation with the flag, Betsy Rothstein flag on the Nike sneakers. So we've discussed it to death. I discussed MSNBC's Joe Scarborough blasting woke Democrats in a fiery tweet storm saying you'll lose another election to Trump. Of course you're going to lose another election to Trump. These are all the issues we've been talking about all show anyway. And Hannity crushes Maddow. Fox News tops MSNBC and CNN for the 70th straight quarter. And Hannity just crushed Maddow, which is good because most of the time he beats her by a little bit. But on the other hand, Rachel Maddow had a few moments, just a few moments, when the Mueller results were about to come out, where she actually beat Hannity a couple times, and they thought that was a big deal. Since then, her numbers have been crushed. So here's the actual headline, beyond the headline facts. Fox News, 70 consecutive quarters, the most watched cable news network. After finishing the second quarter of 2019 ahead of MSNBC and struggling CNN and both day and primetime viewers, Hannity crushed Rachel Maddow. Fox News averaged 2.4 million viewers. MSNBC came in second with 1.7 million. And TNT, ESPN, and HGTV rounded out the top five. So you'll notice CNN nowhere to be found. Lowly CNN finished 15th, averaging only 761,000 primetime viewers and finishing behind Discovery and Food Channel. I mean, when does the idiot Jeffrey Zucker that runs CNN get the message or get fired? Why isn't he even fired? It's a joke. Hannity finished the quarter as the most watched show in cable news, averaging 3.2 million viewers. Tucker Carlson Tonight, Rachel Maddow Show, Ingram Engel, and The Five rounded out the top five. Well, the most watched show on struggling CNN was Cuomo Primetime, which finished number 25. Very interesting to see people's viewing habits. Fox News kicking ass and taking names. All right, I talked earlier in the show about what a liar Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is. Everything she says is a lie about the Border Patrol. But I never got a chance to mention, because I ran out of space in my column, right? That, you know, the Liar of the Year award goes to AOC, but number two, very close second place, goes to the mayor and police commissioner of Portland, Oregon, Mayor Wheeler, Ted Wheeler. And he said... that he didn't order the police to stand down, and now it's coming out he absolutely ordered the police to stand down in the case where the Quillet gay Asian journalist Andy Ngo was beaten and robbed by Antifa attackers. And Mayor Ted Wheeler did, in fact, call on the police to stand down. And Ted Cruz is trying to get a federal investigation going, and all of us need to make our displeasure felt with that mayor of Portland. Absolute scum, absolute terrible person, allows violence in his town, thinks it's okay to hurt, beat, or even kill a Republican or a conservative or a Trumper. Disgusting. Portland, Oregon wins the award for the worst city in America, the most vile city in America. And the mayor, Ted Wheeler, the most vile mayor in America, we'll dig into it when we get back. There's a lot of candidates for the most villainous liberal scum in the United States of America. AOC, Nike, Beto O'Rourke campaigning in Mexico, and the mayor of Portland are all right up there. We'll be right back. War Now. RootForAmerica.com. That's the website with all my opinions. Root for America. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible has what I call the triple crown of golden credibility. They've been in business for 35 years. They've done over $2 billion in transactions. That's credibility. And they charge among the lowest commissions in the industry, so you buy gold and silver at the best and lowest prices. Tangible wants you to become educated, because they know an educated consumer will choose Tangible every time. And they want to prove to you, once you experience the customer service of Tangible, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. So for a limited time, they're offering every single fan of Wayne Allyn Root a free award-winning DVD and a free book by a New York Times best-selling author. You can get both free just for calling. No strings attached. And while you're on the phone, find out if you qualify for your $199 gold coin gift free. Call now for your free book and award-winning DVD, because Tangible loves educated customers. Call Tangible at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible's done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint
comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
War now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Liberty Health Share is the sponsor of this segment of the show. In a second, I'm going to get to this new AOC story, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She just dominates the news. Maybe that's what she wants. She's the Democrat version of Donald Trump. Donald Trump drives Democrats into fits of insanity, and this AOC with her idiocy drives Republicans like me into fits of insanity, because she is without a doubt the dumbest person in the history of the United States House. She is so dumb, she's beyond dangerous. She's like Fidel Castro on steroids. She's so stupid. The things she believes in are 50 times stupider than Fidel Castro. When did he come to power? Like in 1958, when no one knew how bad communism was, right? Everybody knows now. Everyone knows in the whole world what happened to Venezuela and Cuba and the Soviet Union and East Germany and the horrible things that happened to people. They were tortured. They were murdered. 100 million people in the 20th century. Everybody starving in Cuba and Venezuela. And anybody who would walk into America and say, I want that, it is far worse than Fidel Castro. Nobody knew that it was going to be that bad then. So it's a different story here, right? Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I'll get back to AOC in a second. If you're among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care, I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. It is called Christian Health Sharing, and I've been doing it for 3 years. Never thought Wayne Root would do it. Was always nervous about it. And it works. It's great. It's fantastic. It's been a dream come true. There are no networks. So you choose your doctor and your hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. So do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did, and I saved a ton of money, and I mean a ton of money, $54,000 over 3 years, $54,000 over 3 years. Do you want to save $54,000? If you do, then it's time to call Liberty Health Share. 855-58-LIBERTY. 855-58-LIBERTY. 855-585-4237. You could do it today, even on July 2nd, even with the holiday upon us. At any time, 24 hours a day, you can do it. Because it's not traditional health insurance, and they're always there for you. Or go to LightYourLiberty.com, 855-58-LIBERTY, LightYourLiberty.com. When I got kidney stones, guess what? They saved my ass. But it wasn't my ass. It was the other side. Thank you, Liberty Health Share. You guys are great. So it's just hard to believe that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez never learns her lesson. But freshman Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez repeated her claim that the U.S. is holding migrants in concentration camps. Is that amazing? Again, today, Tuesday afternoon, today, she tweeted out, U.S. is holding migrants in concentration camps. She sent the tweet a day after she blasted Border Patrol agents for the conditions and facilities and that they supposedly mocked her during a congressional tour. These are concentration camps, she wrote in her tweet Tuesday afternoon, which include images of overcrowded facilities. According to concentration camp experts, people begin to die due to overcrowding, neglect, shortage of resources. We saw all three of those signs in our trip yesterday. Another person died yesterday. And those are the deaths we know about. Earlier on Tuesday, the Congresswoman's staff responded to a report in the Washington Examiner that she screamed at a Border Patrol agent in a threatening manner during her tour of facilities along the border. She said they were mocking her. But meanwhile, all the people who were there said she's the big one. She's the bad one. It's crazy. She's the one that was vicious. It's amazing. She was snarling at the Border Patrol. Of course she was snarling at the Border Patrol agents. Of course she was. Who doesn't believe that? And then I also told you that the DOJ says the census is now going to be printed without the citizenship question. Even as a poll shows a supermajority of Americans support the question, and I assume they're talking about the poll. Let's see, here's the poll, let's see. The Hill reported Tuesday afternoon, the Harvard Caps Harris poll set to be released later this week. 67% of voters said the census should be able to ask whether a person living in the U.S. is a citizen, going against the recent Supreme Court decision on the matter. The poll also found the inclusion of the question was supported among members of both parties, 88% of Republicans and 52% of Democrats, 63% of independents. The public agrees with Trump. It makes sense to ask citizenship in the census, but they're going to go ahead and print it without it anyway. You know why? We don't matter anymore. We do not matter. We do not matter. The American people do not matter. You know what a joke that is? And, you know, just to give you some taste of why it matters, the Center for Immigration Studies says there's a surge of 35,000 African migrants moving through Panama en route to the United States. 35,000 African migrants. You know what I say to them? Go away. Migrate to Mexico. Migrate to Guatemala. We don't want you. Has nothing to do with the color of your skin. We don't want you. You have no right to be here. You're not legal. If you let them in, then there's going to be 50 billion more to come. Are you kidding me? The whole Africa wants to come here. Everybody in the world, the whole China wants to come here. The whole Russia wants to come here. I don't want them. There isn't enough resources for you all. You're going to kill us all. There's not enough money to go around for all of you. There aren't enough jobs for all of you. You all want welfare. There's not enough money in the world to pay for it. And the Mexican feds capture a Gulf cartel lieutenant near Mexico City. So if you weren't worried up until now about the border, it's time to start worrying. Coming back on Newsmax TV right now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American incontinent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextracts.com. Heart and Body Extracts, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.